North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis stopped in Asheville Wednesday as part of a statewide tour promoting the Paycheck Protection Program crafted in response to the pandemic. Standing next to a copper still, Senator Tillis said the visit to H&H Distillery touched on themes he's heard from other small businesses across the state.
It literally saved their businesses. It saved the employees that would have otherwise been on unemployment, and it's given them optimism and confidence. And this is something I heard for the first time yesterday, to actually feel like they could be creative, come up with different business models, maybe even operate differently post-COVID.
He's advocating for the Senate to pass a follow-up of the $2 trillion CARES Act, which included PPP funds for small businesses. He says he wants the subsequent measure to include a streamlined loan forgiveness process for businesses that don't have the resources to handle the extra paperwork.
But when you've got seven employees, my guess is you don't have a big regulatory affairs and compliance department here. Is that pretty much you? And so, you know, the whole idea is to make it clear to everybody, the vast majority of people that got these loans are small businesses.
While Tillis stands firm on passing a second version of the CARES Act, he says he strongly opposes other measures, especially when it comes to raising taxes. The Republican senator is up for re-election this year, and his seat is a top target for Democrats as they seek to retake control of the Senate. Polling shows him behind his Democratic challenger, Cal Cunningham. That made Tillis' absence on the first day of the Republican National Convention even more noteworthy. When asked about that, Tillis pivoted and said he'll be at the White House Thursday night when President Trump delivers his acceptance speech. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.